It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hockensmith here. It's our pleasure now to welcome Devin Ford, five-star running back from North Stafford High School in Virginia, a Penn State commit, fresh off competing at the opening in Dallas. Devin, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I say five-star. I know there's some conflicting rankings out there, but Rivals really loves your game, and I really love your game, so I'm going to call you a five-star. I hope that's okay.
It's okay.
So tell me about the opening. Was it Yeah, I'm sure you had some kind of an expectation of how that would be in your head, and then you go out there and experience it. Was it everything you thought it would be?
That's actually more than I thought it would be, to be honest. We had a lot of, you know, a chill time, but we also had, like, times where we were with coaches or with different people and guest speakers, you know, talking about life skills or, you know, how to handle yourself in the real world or, you know, just real problems and, you know, stuff like that. So it's pretty nice.
It seems like an all-encompassing kind of weekend where you get that time with guys that you maybe knew beforehand, maybe you didn't know beforehand. You got to learn. But what are some of the things that maybe you learned, whether about your game, about yourself, things you wanted to work on, that kind of thing? What did you learn out there?
It was definitely like an eye-opener to see other people, other players out there, you know, with the same abilities as you and work just as hard as you to get to the point they're at right now. And, you know, seeing other players, you know, move a certain way or catch a certain way, it makes you think, you know, if you can pick up that skill too, it makes you just that much better. And, you know, it was just kind of good just to be out there with guys, you know, that are like me, you know, and, you know, getting to build relationships and chemistry with them. So that was good.
And there was, by the end of the time there was five Penn State commits. See, I'm assuming you spent a good deal of time with those guys. And I think I saw somewhere you're not really that outward pressure people recruiter type, but you also spent some time with some other kids. Who else did you try to spend time with just to form a little relationship with them?
So, you know, of course we got Lance Dixon, the linebacker commit, that guy committed that weekend. And it's kind of cool, you know, hanging out with him. You know, and invite him into the team. Welcome to the, you know, Vinny Lion family. And we're recruiting. We're not really recruiting, but we're just hanging around as actors and a little bit. I mean, it's more than more of like recruiting or like, you know, come to Penn State. It's more of us just, you know, being around, just talking and having fun and, you know, just spending time with each other that we have.
How freakishly good is Zach Harrison from your perspective? I mean, we look at him, we see him running all that stuff, but I'm sure you've got a unique perspective on just how impressive he is.
Oh, man, my take on it was, because he told me he went on a special visit to Penn State, and he told me he went at 10, like a 10-8 maybe, and 100, and he was like, I can beat you in track, and I was like, nah, you can't beat track. And then when I came to the opening, he was there, and he ran the 40, man, it blew me away. I didn't believe him. But, yeah, you know, in a 4.47, it was actually kind of crazy.
Yeah, no human being who looks like that and is that big should be able to run that fast. It's just not fair.
Yeah.
I read a report from 24/7 Sports that before that weekend, you had never played 7-on-7 before?
Yeah, never.
did you have opportunities and just shied away because it's, like, not real football? Or how did that come about?
Yeah, it was more my dad tried to get me to play 7-on-7 like for the past three years. And, I turned every single opportunity down because I just didn't think it would benefit me anyway. That was my aspect on it. So like when I first got out there playing 7-on-7 at the opening, it was pretty cool and it was actually pretty fun. But I just never gave it a shot.
Yeah, doing it at that level. And I think I understood your point that it's a throwing game. And not that you're opposed to catching the ball out of the backfield. At this day and age, you can't, as a running back, you can't be opposed to that. You have to welcome that. But they don't really target the running backs. Is that kind of what your viewpoint on it was?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, you're kind of like the last hope. You're not really the first check or, you know, the first read. So it's like, dang, I'm just sitting out here running routes for really no reason. But, I mean, here and there you get your shot. So you got to make the most of it.
It's a glory game, isn't it? It's all about the quarterback and that kind of thing.
It is.
And tell me about your receiving ability, your receiving skill, your versatility as a runner. You turn on the film and just my amateur eyes are seeing somebody who you just know what you're doing out there and you make it look really easy. But just tell me about your multi-threat abilities while we're kind of on that topic.
You know, I learned a lot of things the past, 3 years, just how to be versatile because, you watch, different players, Alvin Kamara coming out of, Tennessee, and you watch Saquon or just different backs. The more versatile you are, I think the more, opportunities you'll be able to have on the field later on in life and even in college now. I mean, if you can pass block or you can run or you can catch ball in the backfield, you can do it all. You get more opportunities and open more doors for yourself. That's what I believe. So, watching the players do that and, obviously, me playing wide receiver my freshman year and then mainly starting to slow down and play more running back sophomore and junior year, I still had the skill and the ability to do it all.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State football with five-star Penn State commit Devin Ford from Virginia. And, I think it's interesting, Devin, the evolution of running backs, at least how it's kind of perceived at the next level, where – the position was almost like deprioritized. It seemed like running backs weren't getting paid. They weren't being treated with as much respect as they were sort of in the early 2000s. But now it's come around to if you can do all those things, you can really make a nice career for yourself, college, pro, whatever. You can also make some money for yourself. It's it's built for guys who do it all, who can be on the field for three downs.
Yeah, I totally agree.
We had your coach on last week. I don't know if you saw or heard that, but we were really talking to Joe Mangano about Nana Sidhu and his situation. But we got to talking about you for a little bit, and I have seen him use this word prodigy before. He calls you a prodigy at the position. And I mentioned earlier that it feels like you make the game look easy, but how hard do you have to work and how hard is it to make the game look that easy for you?
I mean, you put in a lot of time and you sacrifice, time with friends and just different opportunities to have fun. So to, perfect your craft and just do different things. I mean, I've been training since I was in eighth grade. So, I'm kind of used to it now. And just how I use my time and how I divide it up and, spend time with friends, but also get the work that I need to get in and everything like that. So.
What did you think when you saw or heard about Nana and his heart condition and being forced to give up football so suddenly for somebody who is so talented? Was that a wake-up call kind of thing for you? What do you think when you see, not only as a football player, but as a friend, to see somebody go down like that?
It actually does. It does make me think, at any time, in any moment, your career can really end. And that was really eye-opener, but I knew prior to what he announced it, so I kind of already had, the inside look on it and everything like that. But being close to Nana, it was hard to see a person that I knew that can go far in life and probably be in the pros with the size and the ability that he has. But, being the friend and him still being, on the Penn State, team and still being there in every aspect, it was, really good.
Let me talk to you about your recruitment a little bit because, you commit whatever it was a few weeks ago, but just explain what set Penn State apart from the other schools. Why Penn State was the choice for you?
I mean, for the most part, it's just James Franklin, the coaching staff itself. Coach Franklin, my bad. Coach Franklin has put a lot of emphasis on, a family-oriented program and making sure that every person is cared for like their own son. And I could really see that when I went up there on my official visit. And it was really good to see it all that. And then also just academics. They have a wide variety of, majors, almost 160-plus. So you have a lot to choose from. And then people there in Happy Valley are just really, really nice. And then also it was just the alumni that come through that you have connections with, and also the fan base. 107,000 is kind of crazy.
yeah, and in that respect, Penn State's got a lot of good things to offer. And James Franklin, you can call him Coach Franklin. I don't want you to get in trouble for not calling him Coach Franklin. I'm going to call him James, though. he brings it all together, and you hear that again and again and again. Family, family, family. That atmosphere. Did seeing what Nana went through and how he got treated through that really just sort of reaffirm what you thought about them and how they treat their players?
Oh yeah, definitely. It really like emphasized everything that he had worked on and everything that he preached, because he really meant it. And I'm glad I kind of chose Penn State, because that was actually, I mean, one of the main things, you know, for a coach to actually care about, you know, their student athlete and, you know, do with it, you know, dang, my bad. But care for them like their own son, for real.
Walk me back through when you actually gave your commitment to Penn State. How did that go? Were you on the phone with James Franklin? What did you say? What did he say? Just give me a little bit behind the scenes.
Yeah, I was on the phone with Coach Franklin, and, you know, just said I was going to commit to Penn State, and then the whole little announcement went down on May 18th on my grandma's birthday, so it was all good.
Since then, I found it interesting. I think it was when Cameron Kelly committed to Virginia Tech. There was this little, like, back and forth, this little dust up. What do you think when you see Penn State people talking about, for, you know, we're doing our work in Virginia, Virginia Tech people saying we're doing our work in Virginia? As a Virginia kid committed to Penn State, what do you think when you see that sort of war of words go down?
I mean, I look at it, but it's not like I take it to heart or anything like that. So it's kind of funny to see people go back and forth like that. But it's just like, you know, I mean, it's just, that's just the game itself. I mean, it's recruitment, it's just kids, how they feel, and other people like me who have the opportunity to go somewhere else, or, you know, stay in state. It all just matters on the person. And seeing people, like, go back and forth, they shouldn't really be doing all that. I mean, we, like, us athletes have a more, like, harder road to choose, because we had to choose a school that we're just going to take care of us for the next 4 to 5 years. So it's going to be really difficult for us, you know, to take it all in and, you know, actually decide.
I was talking to Adam Friedman. We've got about 30 seconds, but I was talking to Adam Friedman from Rivals a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about the Virginia Tech thing and looking at the year 2020, Penn State going to Virginia Tech with the possibility. I know there's a lot that can happen between now and then, but you and Ricky being maybe, you know, backfield mates when you go to Virginia. Have you thought about that kind of thing?
Oh yeah, I definitely have. It's going to be really kind of, it's going to be really cool. Like, to be in that Virginia Tech, you know, stadium on Penn State's team with Ricky, you know, two VA recruits and, you know, a lot of be signee and teammates, come back to the home state. It's going to be pretty cool.
To hopefully win that game. There you go. That's Devin Ford, 5-star running back, Virginia, Penn State commit, joining us here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Devin, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
We're moving on. Anthony DeSilva, another Penn State commit, is joining us in just a moment. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs, as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.